is Rebecca Schissel Marshall with Whole Body Upgrade, a podcast to help you get unstuck, feel better, and have more energy. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends. I'm going to begin today by welcoming in the directions and just connecting deeply with my heart as I connect with all of you. I welcome the great direction of the east and the great direction of the south and the west and the north. I welcome the direction that is above, the direction that is below, and the direction that is within. I call in all elements of air, fire, earth, and water. I welcome in all the helping and healing compassionate guides that are of the light and the ancestors that have lived well and died well. I'm also acknowledging that I'm on the land of the Creek and the Cherokee in what is now known as Athens, Georgia. So here we are. Here we are at episode 37. And I'm wondering how you're doing. How are you this week? It's been March kind of came in like a lion, not weather-wise, but things to do. Heck, February was like a lion too. I have been feeling a lot of overwhelm, which is really interesting to me. And it just seems like everything, you know, is just kind of coming at the same time. And it's interesting because, you know, this overwhelm, this feeling of suffering has really been a major theme in my life for so long. I remember being a younger version of myself, much younger, when I first even moved to Athens over 20 years ago, even before that, and thinking that I just didn't want to suffer anymore. You know, there's the saying in Buddhism that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And that really was a huge takeaway for me, that I, of course, there's going to be pain in the world, but I didn't have to suffer. I was tired of being miserable. And what I turned to in order to deal with it was alcohol. Often, and a lot of numbing out with various activities, instead of watching what was really going on, instead of seeing how much pain there was really inside of me, emotional pain, to see what was really happening in my heart and my soul. So by the time, I mean, really, I was in my 20s, I was ready to do something different. And in some small way, I mean, I remember telling a friend, like, I am tired of suffering. And I committed to changing my life. Like, not in that moment, like, I'm going to change everything. But I was committing to that idea that I didn't want to suffer anymore. I knew there had to be a better way. And I hear many people, being in the position I'm in, having my business and working at the university, I hear a lot of people say that they want things to be different. They want to feel better. They want more clarity. They want to be unstuck, right? Lots of different ways, whether that's a student at the university or a student who comes to learn through me and through Centered Living. And often they just don't have the tools to feel better, to get unstuck. And I can see that with the tools I have learned over the years, that I can offer a new way of looking at things, that I can offer this to them, that there is another way to try. Like, maybe it works for them, maybe it doesn't, but at least there's something that they can try. One thing I've watched over these 20 years of teaching, both at the university and in my own business, is that some people are all in, right? They're just all in, and they've reached a point where they just can't do life in the way they've been doing it, whatever that is, whether they're coming to me because they want less inflammation and they want to feel better in their bodies, or if they're coming to me because they're really stuck emotionally and they want to see how they can shift things. They're all in for that. They make space for the inner work they need to do, and they make room for the outer work, whatever that might be, like changing the food or shifting something in their relationships. There's a commitment. There's an inner commitment that happens. Now, this doesn't have to look like a big time commitment necessarily. So when I say commitment, people are always like, oh, commitment. Oh, that's so miserable. But it doesn't have to look like a huge amount of time or even a moderate amount of time. It can be lots of small steps as part of a big commitment. It's more about a knowing and a feeling that you are all in, that you're willing. Willingness is the key. Making change is completely doable in whatever area of your life. It's completely doable. It is possible to feel better and change your health. And it does take commitment. It takes setting up your why, right? A lot of people talk about, what is your why? What's your reason? The reason that you want to make these changes. That is a really important piece in it. So your reason could be, maybe you want to show your kids that you can play with them and not be exhausted all the time. Or it could be that you just simply don't want to be in pain anymore, that you want to live a life free of pain. Or maybe you're working on an illness that you want to be around, not only for your children, but you want to be around to be old enough to see your grandchildren someday. It could be that you just want to be active with your partner, that you want to be able to go do the things that your partner is doing, right? Those are some really good whys. The idea that you have to quit eating things that taste good isn't going to be the thought that helps you shift your health. You have to see the underlying reason of why. Because someone told you to, or because you should, isn't going to help you make that shift. Isn't going to help you be all in. Sometimes you just have to hit the rock bottom part, the part where you just can't stand the way you feel anymore when you eat the cookies. You just can't do it one more time. When you reach that point, you know you just can't do it anymore. And sometimes that's where commitment is. That's when you go all in. When you're all in, this commitment also takes a heaping helping of self-compassion. As I've stated before, it's not about beating yourself up. When you're all in, it doesn't mean that you're more mean to yourself. It doesn't mean that you beat yourself up to get things to change. It's actually about being there for yourself, for creating a new conversation in your head about whatever it is you want to do. If it's that you want to eat less chips and salsa, or you would like to start walking for 5 minutes a day. Or maybe it's just that you want to say something kind to yourself every day. It's all about being there for yourself and creating a new conversation in your head, whatever it is that you want to do. You want to have more energy for your kids, then that's what you have to remind yourself of with love and compassion when you reach for those nachos or the ice cream. Kindly, lovingly. Yes, there may be days when you just can't do it. We all have those. I was totally in that place yesterday. And I just had to tell myself, like, I just can't do one more thing. I just can't do one more thing. And it was it. Like, all these things that I wanted to do, it didn't matter what my why was. It didn't matter all of that. I just needed to zone out for a little bit. And yep, that happens. I was totally buffering. And then I didn't beat myself up about it. I just look at what brought me there. What emotions happened? What did I need that I wasn't getting? And I take care of myself. And I step back into the arena. And that's what it looks like when you're all in. And listen, I got a secret to tell you. When you're all in, when you are all in, there are going to be bumps in the road. I mean, there are going to be bumps in the road even if you're not all in, because let's face it, life is a bumpy road. And when you are all in, you are going to come up against all the stuff in your life that has been pushed aside and kept in. That's why the five wellness bodies and the centered wellness framework is so important. That's why this work is so important. It isn't just about having more veggies on your plate, which is a great start and it's wonderful if you can do that. But it's also about how can you nourish and take care of yourself with loving compassion. And that's why it's so helpful to have a coach or a guide, whoever you resonate with, that's going to support you on your journey. I personally think everyone needs a coach. My friends and I talk about this, a lot of my coaching friends. We wonder really how people go around in life without a coach, because we have coaches. Like, we find such value in it. That's why we became coaches. I mean, I know it's possible to not have a coach, and I lived most of my life without one. And in my experience, life is just so much easier when I have a coach or a guide in my corner, just reminding me of my reason for why I'm doing this really hard thing, whatever it is. Someone who's there for me when I'm ready to quit. Someone who can hold my hand and remind me how to take good care of myself in whatever way that is. A coach or a guide is someone who travels with you as you traverse those bumps in life's bumpy road. And if you're looking for someone to help guide you to get unstuck and move forward in your health, in your life, I'm going to offer the Whole Body Upgrade course again later this year. I'm going to do a little tweaking to it, and then I'll offer it again. And if you don't want to wait, you can work with me as a single session. I do single 1-hour sessions, or I also have a package of 6 sessions called the Vibrant Health Package. They're very similar in the two, in the process that I'm working with individuals. They're pretty similar. It's just that I think my experience is that the 6 sessions really give you the space and the time to start working on things. And that one session is great. It can be a great kickstart. But most of the time, there's just usually more than one session's work there. So what happens is I guide you on a path of moving from exhausted and stuck to feeling better, having more energy, and feeling like yourself again. Okay, dear ones, I'm so glad that you are here with me today. I so appreciate you listening. If you like this podcast, I would love for you to rate it and review it, share it with a friend. Sending it out to other people and having them hear it is what this podcast is all about, reaching as many people as I can. So I hope you can give yourselves a little bit of love, and you can ask yourself, are you all in? Okay. I'll talk to you next time. Take good care of yourself.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Whole Body Upgrade. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, you can visit me on Facebook or Instagram or on my website, CenteredYou, that's CenteredYOU.com. see you on the next episode of Whole Body Upgrade.